Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Dan and Shay, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Listen, if you ever wanted to travel out to like Seattle or Portland, you can save your money now. You're already here. Welcome.
Oh, because the weather.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense.
No, because the Seahawks moved to town replacing the Buccaneers. Yeah. That's why.
That's how rumors are started.
It's true. You never know what could happen. But yeah, this is like the great Northwest, man. This is like, I've been out to Seattle and Portland before. It is like this every day. Like that's not an exaggeration. This is what these people do every day.
I couldn't do it.
It's just a soaking rain all day, every day. Mm-hmm. It's been doing this here for a day and a half, and I'm miserable.
Yes.
I'm just sitting dreaming of the beach, nice hot sun. Ooh, man.
I had to be one of those people that pulls over on the side of the road yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad. I don't know that I've ever done that before. Have you done that? Is that as bad as putting your flashers on when it's just raining?
Well, that's illegal. You can't do that, putting your flashers on.
But you know that a lot of people do.
Yeah, right, but it's illegal. It causes more problems. People don't know that is illegal. You get in big trouble for that.
But I know that Floridians hate when other people put on their flashers. Yeah. But is it as bad when people just pull over? I think it's just a safety thing.
I just find a parking lot. Don't do it on the side of the road.
I was about to get on the Howard Franklin, and then there were a whole line of cars all stopped. You couldn't see. It was like a wall was in front of you.
Let me tell you, this morning on Park Boulevard, it'll be a shock to me if Park Boulevard stays open all the lanes today if this keeps up. Because there's so much, like, it was a pond on each side, and then the middle, it was terrible.
Miserable.
Yeah, it was terrible. So.
Man, well, stay safe, everybody.
Well, and kids, again, this is the first week back in school, so just take it easy. You got school buses, you got vans with kids. Some kids are still walking. They don't have another way to get to school. So please, please be careful.
Aww.
All right, 6 a.m. secret sound. Listen to this. What do you think? What do you think that is? Call us now, 800-992-1099, 6 a.m. secret sound. What noise is that? That was.
It's almost, hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys!
Call us or text us. What is that? The 6 a.m. secret sound on QYK. There's Luke, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, secret sound at 6 a.m. What noise is this? 800-992-1099. A lot of people texting in, calling in. What noise is that? Melissa texted in, and she said it sounds like somebody eating an ice cream sandwich. That is not correct, but thank you for the text this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. I've eaten a lot of ice cream sandwiches. I never sounded like that.
Me either.
So I don't know. But if that was the case, it sounded like it was a delicious ice cream sandwich. Ooh, yeah. Let's get to Joe. What's up, Joe? What do you think?
It kind of sounds like my dog when she's sleeping and she's dreaming.
Oh, a dog sleeping and then having a dream in their sleep.
I think that's so cute when they do that.
Yep. That kind of sounds like my dog. She does that.
Man, when my dog does that, he runs real fast. And then he's like, he's about to get something, but he can't. Well, Joe, that's not it, buddy, but we appreciate it.
Hey, Mark, love you, man.
I love you, man. Have a great day, Joe. Be dry, brother. Be dry.
Bye-bye.
Be safe out there, Joe.
Joe, gotcha. With the I love you, man.
Got me, Joe.
Got it.
You know what's funny? I was about to get him, and he got me. I was about to say, hey, Joe, have a good day. I love you, man. But he got me. All right, so here's what the sound is. It is a seal on the ice in its natural habitat. This is the natural sounds that seals make when they are on the ice. And you just don't hear it a lot because, let's be honest, how often are we around seals on the ice in their natural habitat?
Sounds like a human trying to talk.
Kevin, I'm really with you, though, with the, hey, you guys. It sounds just like it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5
QYK. We got a brand new Blake Shelton music coming up at 7 a.m. this morning, 99.5 QYK. That makes Friday cool. Brand new Blake Shelton song. He just dropped it last night, so we'll play it for you at 7 a.m. this morning. You know, we just heard from Blake the other day, and he said, look, I'm having fun just putting singles out. Why am I going to sit around for 6 months in a studio and be miserable? Why don't I just do a single at a time? And I think it's working for him.
Yeah. And when you're that big, you're Blake Shelton. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. It's Luke Combs, really. He adopted that strategy, and that's...
It's working well.
Yeah. Actually, couldn't have gone any better. So, all right. Brand new Blake Shelton music, 7 a.m. It's on the way. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
All right, we now know the name, Kane Brown's new daughter. They revealed the name at a baby shower, which was thrown by their friends, Jason and Brittany Aldean.
I saw this. I did not know that they were this good of friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, so Kane Brown opened for Jason Aldean. This was last year.
Okay.
Came through to Tampa. Kevin, you remember we were back there hanging out with Jason and Kane?
We were.
They are buddies. So, yeah, they are family friends. The name is, this is Kane and Caitlin Brown announcing that the name of the soon-to-be-born baby girl is Kingsley. Kingsley.
Yep.
It's pretty.
It is. It's cute.
I like it. Kingsley. Not Kinsley. When I first heard it, I said Kinsley. It's right. King with, like, King.
Yeah. Kingsley.
Right.
Like I Ben think, Kingsley.
Right.
I really like it. I think it's adorable. And that baby shower, wow. I don't even know how much money was spent on it, but it was next level.
I have a guess. A lot. A lot is
There's,
my guess.
There are barns, and I've seen, you know, you've seen those weddings at barns, but then this was like a mansion barn.
Yeah.
Like, it was so beautiful. It was crazy.
It was a dream barn.
It was. There were chandeliers in this barn.
If anybody ever dreams about a barn, it was a dream barn. Wow. It was this barn. Miranda Lambert, she's got a new album coming in November, and of course, new music will accompany that. And if the house is- Wild Card is going to be the name of the album, and November 1st, so that is 11-1. It'll look like three ones, 1-1-1. I don't know if there's any significance to that whatsoever. I just realized that. So get ready for new music from Miranda Lambert, 11-1. The album is Wild Card. You know, she's on tour this fall. And Maren Morris is accompanying her on several of the dates. They will be in Orlando coming up. So,
oh, yeah.
And I guess, remember we talked to Maren Morris a couple weeks ago, and she's like, yeah, she said that Miranda has this trailer, and she's named the trailer that, I forget what she named
the
trailer.
Yeah, I think it was Betty or Bertha or something like that.
Oh, Bertha. I think it was Bertha. And that's kind of where they party, and they bring
it's an Airstream.
Airstream. Yeah. And she's named it Bertha. And they all hang out in Bertha.
That'd be a fun tour to go along. Those are some wild girls.
Yeah. So we got Airstreams being named. We got Dream Barns. There's a lot going on.
We've got actual babies being named.
We got babies being
Kingsley.
Named. Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Man, what a story. What a story. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. On the way in just about 4 or 5 minutes, we have new Blake Shelton music. So get ready for that. New Blake Shelton music just 4 or 5 minutes away on QIK. We actually have never heard it. We're just about to get the file, the digital file, and play it for you. So it's be great. Well, here
not bringing in the record player?
No.
I'm so confused. Okay.
They don't do that anymore. They don't wheel in the special record player.
I'm glad it's a digital file this morning for us.
Well, I was just trying to tell you, like, we don't have it yet. We're waiting for the precise download. Yes.
I hear you.
We did not get the CD in the mail yesterday. real quick, this is a great story. Up in New York, an Uber driver was taking a woman to work. She works at McDonald's. She's a drive-thru attendant. While she was going there, the Uber rider was talking about how she's working at McDonald's, saving up money, was buying things for the holidays, a robe, house shoes, and things like this.
Oh, she was saying that she was excited for Christmas
right.
Because then she would be able to get a robe and some slippers. That's what she was going to be, I guess, asking
something,
for, saving for.
You know, it just struck a chord with the Uber driver. And when the driver dropped her off, she went and bought this stuff for this woman and then goes back and gives it to her at work, records it. Here it is.
Diane, so this morning I gave you an Uber ride to work.
Oh, yes.
And we had a conversation earlier.
Yes, we did.
And you said that you was waiting for Christmas so that you can get house shoes and some other stuff, right? Yeah. All right, so you don't got to wait till Christmas, okay? So I bought you a dress.
Oh, my God.
Because you said you needed something to wear to church.
Oh, you're so sweet.
If you don't like it, the gift receipt is in there. It's from Old Navy. And then here's a $50 Visa gift card. So you can take that and get your house shoes and your roll when it's time, okay?
Thank you so much. This has been such a horrible day. You just made my whole day so much better.
Man, isn't that incredible?
It's awesome.
Oh, it's
awesome.
So many dynamics to this story. You know, the woman's driving for Uber for extra money. This other woman is working at a drive-thru to save money so she could buy a robe and slippers. And they come together and fill the need. And
amazing story.
Really, really cool. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
So we just played the brand new Blake Shelton. And it's called Hell Right. We're talking about us trying to take over Hell Yeah. And then Larry has a conspiracy theory on this. How you doing, Larry?
Good, good. I tell you, the tune y'all just played is kind of catchy. But the funny thing is, it's actually trying to take out two verses. It's Hell Yeah and then Damn Right. So it's trying to take out two.
Yeah. You're right.
Just want to throw that out there.
You're Hell Right.
You're
Hell Right. Yeah, it's Friday. It's Hell Right.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
This is unbelievable. 2019 strikes again, everybody. 99.5 QYK.
No, what now?
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, Brantley tickets, Michael Ray tickets coming up at 7:40 this morning. 7:40.
Ooh, just around the corner.
QYK, yeah, just minutes away. All right, so you know these Ring doorbells where you can go and you ring the doorbell and then the person in the house or on their phone can go, hey, what's up? What are you doing at my front door?
Yeah.
They can talk through their phone. You don't even have to be at home. Well, this guy. What?
You do not have to be at home.
No.
I ring my brother's doorbell before and he's been out with all his buddies. So him and all of his buddies start talking.
They start talking to you. You're at the front door. They're not even there.
Like, what is going on?
This guy goes to pick up his girlfriend. First time that he's picking her up at her house. Well, the dad is still at work. He wasn't able to come home. And it would have been the first time that he meets the new boyfriend. So the dad starts interrogating this kid on the Ring doorbell.
I love it.
We have the audio.
Yes.
Here's how this went down. Just imagine yourself picking up your new girlfriend for the first time, and you're getting interrogated by the Ring doorbell on the front porch. Here it is.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro. This is Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work.
Yeah.
So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine. Where are you guys going?
I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine. And then the demonic laugh. So they continue with their awkward conversation.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello,
my young daughter.
All right, so then the daughter walks out because she goes, oh, my boyfriend's on the front porch having a conversation with, it seems to be nobody. She had no idea the dad was on there.
Just hold on 1 minute. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay, roughly what time you guys going to be coming home?
The movie's at... probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
The kid says 11. The dad goes, oh, I heard 10:30. Great.
Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, call me if anything.
Okay.
And remember, I know people everywhere, so they're listening. They're looking at what you're doing.
Okay.
Oh, the daughter is so embarrassed, and poor Jared, who is now at the end of the call, been threatened to wake up with a horse's head in his bed if he does anything wrong.
So they're looking at what you're doing.
Okay.
They're looking at what you're doing.
Oh, man, what a great dad. That is awesome.
Really is well done. Very well done, Dad.
That's a great story from 2019.
I'm throwing him air knuckles. Well, no, I just say 2019 strikes again because, you know, without technology, this is impossible. This guy's sitting at work talking through his doorbell, interrogating this new boyfriend.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's a bad thing, though.
Usually,
you're like, 2019 strikes again. Usually it's everyone gets a trophy or something.
What's
a
bad thing if your name was Jared?
I mean, you're right. Poor Jared.
We're laughing at him. This guy's over there. He lost 5 pounds of sweat.
He's still sweating.
He's still sweating right now. What was the most awkward encounter that you had with a new boyfriend's parents or a new girlfriend's parents? What was the most awkward thing? 800-992-1099. I'll tell you this, I'm 16, I'll pick up this girl. We just started sort of hanging out. And it's like the second or third time I picked her up. And the dad goes, he answers the door. He's like, hey, how are you? I said, oh, good. He's like, where are you guys going? I said, actually, we're going to go to the mall and meet some other friends. And he goes, can I go with you guys? And I went, I mean, what am I going to say? No. I went, yeah, sure. and we were driving to the mall. And
he went with you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He had things he wanted to get at the mall. Like when we got to the mall, like, he separated and went and, like, shopped on his own. And the
that
whole,
is so weird.
Yeah, so the whole time, I mean, asked this girl, I was like, why? I just wonder why your dad came. And she's like, I have no idea. She's like, he hates the mall. He never comes to the mall. I'm like, this is so weird.
But he also hates his daughter dating someone more. So I don't know what it was. The mall.
And then, but here's the weird thing. So we were leaving the mall.
That wasn't the weird thing.
And he's like, he goes, don't worry. I'm going to stay here for a while. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So he didn't leave with us. He
really
at the
just
mall.
Wanted, you were basically his Uber.
I don't know what I was.
He just didn't want to pay for it.
I don't know what I was. I just never wanted to be in that situation ever again.
Did you guys date after that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Never went back to the mall, though. I was always scared he was going to ask me for a ride. Call us or text us. Strangest Encounters. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Strangest encounter you ever had. You're picking up a new date or going out on a date, but the strangest encounter you had with their parents. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. We just played you the audio of the guy who interrogated his daughter's new boyfriend through the Ring doorbell. The guy was at work. He couldn't be there, and he basically was threatening the guy through the Ring doorbell system, which really is brilliant. Let's talk to Jamie. What do you got, Jamie?
So I was a freshman dating a senior in high school, and my father answered the door with his double-barrel shotgun.
And told
the high school kicker that whatever he did to his daughter, that he would do to him.
Ouch.
And he ran back to his Mustang, and I never saw him again.
Allow me to say ouch.
Oh, my gosh. It worked. It scared him off.
Yes, the date did not happen.
That's you said he was a kicker?
He was.
Yeah, that's kickers give up quick.
Gosh. That's all you took from that?
That's okay. All I took from that was, great. Of course he gave up. He was a high school kicker. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, hey, I'm happily married now, so it worked out fine.
It all worked out. I believe the dad grabbed the gun when he heard he was a high school kicker. He's like, can I have my daughter that with a high school kicker? Yeah, no way.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Love you, too.
Love
you too. Aww. Yeah, love you too.
It's Mark and Melanie's I Love You, Man. Can Mark get a man to say I love you?
Love you too. I love you too.
I love you, man.
Never fails. You go to the gym, and there's always that guy in the gym who's grunting, just grunting. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God, dude.
Brad and Chad.
Just, oh, really? All right. I'm going to call a fitness store, supplement fitness store.
Okay.
See if they sell something to control the grunt, like an anti-grunt powder, anti-grunt shake. And then I'll tell the guy that I love him. And
they
we'll
love their shakes, so.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes sense.
By the way, if you can't work out without having to guzzle a protein shake, really? Like, you just
all do this.
You should just be in the, you have to, there'd be a rule. If you have to drink a protein shake while you're lifting weights, you have to be in the Olympics. That's the only way you're allowed to do that. Let's call and order some anti-grunt.
Smarter, how may I help you?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
This is the craziest thing. Do y'all have anything? You know when you're trying to, like, max out,
mm-hmm.
like, lift heavy weights, and then you kind of start grunting, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you got anything for that, or?
Thing that you would probably want to take is the pump fuel.
It'll kind of, like, calm down my grunt?
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm grunting.
It'll give you some extra push.
Okay.
So that you won't have to push as hard.
Because people are starting to look at me in the gym. I'm grunting so loud.
If you ain't grunting, you ain't getting a good workout here.
That's kind of how I feel, but, you know.
No, I get you. I get
yeah. You know, I didn't know if y'all had like an anti-grunt supplement or something.
We don't particularly have an anti-grunt, but we do have a pump fuel.
I'm going to come in and check them out, man.
Okay.
All right. I love you, man.
Love you too, man.
All right, buddy. Bye.
What?
He sort of, yes! I can't believe it. He sort of fell apart at the end of his I love you. Like, he couldn't believe he was saying it, but he was already committed. Listen again.
Love you too, man.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Love you too, man.
It really tailed off at the end there.
Love you too, man.
All right, buddy. Bye.
I love it.
It sounded like an accident. You know when when you accidentally say I love you to somebody on the phone because you're used to saying it to someone else and he goes, oh, I love you too. Oh, man.
It sounded like what it sounded like was the anti-grunt kicked in at the end of it and he's just lost.
Love you too, man.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Love you too, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets. That is what we're playing for. Trying to get someone to get into the weekend holding those tickets. That's awesome. Angela and Ashley are contestants. Angela, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. Going to give you a category. Okay. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Ashley, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Kane Brown just announced the name of their daughter that they're going to have.
Kingsley.
Kingsley is the name. So in honor of that, Angela, the category is name things that have to do with babies. Go.
Diapers. Baby wipes. Bottles. Pacifier. Poop. Baby socks. Bibs. A what? A bib? Car seat. Milk. Stroller. Juice. A baby bonnet. Hair bows. Crib. Blanket. Bassinet. Pillow. Swaddle. Juice.
Already been
juice
said.
Has already been said by you.
Oh. I said juice? Oh.
Twice.
Ashley, that means you got the tickets, girlfriend. You are going to see Brantley Gilbert and Michael Ray.
Yay. Congratulations. That's so stressful. Yeah, I know, right?
We thought about starting a name game support group where everybody would get together. Well, congratulations, Ashley. That is awesome. You got those Brantley, Michael Ray tickets. Enjoy it, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
They did really, really well. I mean, really well.
Oh, yeah. What about toys?
Yeah, so I was just going to go right to food. Just with it.
Baby food.
Well, you think about all those flavors, which, I mean, the flavors of baby food are really gross, but you've got the split pea.
Sweet
potato. Then you could start. They do
turkey and gravy.
Yeah, then pea and carrot, and then apple. I mean, it's just like you can go on and on and on. So what did we miss? Text us, 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I'm going to go back to this Uber driver thing. We talked about this a couple hours ago, but man, this is just all the good feelings into a Friday, and the weather's not giving us good feelings, but this can. How about this Uber driver picks up the ride, is taking her to her work. She's a McDonald's drive-thru attendant. They're talking, and the woman who's going to work is like, I can't wait for the holidays. I'm saving up all my money because I'm going to buy some slippers and a robe. She doesn't have enough money to do that. And the Uber driver herself is trying to make extra money. That's why she's driving for Uber.
Right, of course.
But she's inspired to act on what this woman is saving up her money for. Goes and buys her all of these gifts. Drives to the drive-thru window and gives them to her. Listen to this.
Diane, so this morning I gave you an Uber ride to work.
Oh, yes.
And we had a conversation earlier.
Yes, we did.
And you said that you was waiting for Christmas so that you can get house shoes and some other stuff, right? Yes. All right. So you don't got to wait till Christmas, okay? So I bought you a dress.
Oh, my God.
Because
you
said you needed something to wear to church.
Oh, you're so sweet.
If you don't like it, the gift receipt is in there. It's from Old Navy. And then here's a $50 Visa gift card. So oh you can God. Take that and get your house shoes and your robe when it's time, okay?
Thank you so much. This has been such a horrible day. You just made my whole day so much better.
Man, so many great dynamics in this story. You know, the Uber driver's trying to drive for Uber to make extra money.
Right.
Picks up a rider who is just taking a job at McDonald's drive-thru attendant to save money for the holiday so she can buy herself some holiday presents. And, you know, she wants a new dress for church. She wants house slippers. Things, they come together.
Yeah. But things that you take for granted, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of the times, you need new slippers. You'd go to Walmart, go to Target, and you buy some new slippers.
And then the money that this woman was supposed to be making for herself, the Uber driver, she drives to Old Navy, buys her all the stuff. On top of that, a $50 gift card, and goes deliver it to her at work. I mean, it's just awesome.
It's just so sweet, and it reminds you that there are really great people out there.
Of course there are. Of course there are. So some good vibes as we get into the weekend.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, let's start off in Connecticut. Where this guy, Curtis, he's 63 years old, cut down a famous 200-year-old tree.
Curtis, now why'd you do that?
Well, this tree is called the Door Tree. It was once featured on Ripley's Believe It or Not. Like I said, 200 years old, and it started to grow at the base, a big arch, so you could walk through it. Beautiful tree.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, Curtis cut it down because his brother loved the tree, and Curtis hated his brother.
Oh, my gosh.
Curtis, you're a real jerk.
He is, and now he's facing criminal charges, criminal mischief, and criminal trespass. This tree was not on his property. And all because his brother loved the tree, he got into a fight with his brother. He cut it down. 200 years gone. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. What a selfish guy.
Glad you edited that. I don't want
to. Yeah, I know. I really had to. I had to bite my tongue. I
saw you going somewhere, and I'm like, please don't.
Well, it just really makes me mad that 200. I mean, so many people probably loved that tree.
He's a nutbag north of Florida. Let's jump over to Kentucky, where state trooper noticed the man driving erratically, pulls over the car, and unbelievable, the driver of the car is playing Pokemon Go on 8 different screens, iPhones, and iPads.
Come on.
8?
They were strewn all over the front seat and the console. The trooper took a picture of it and shared it all over social media.
This is
not how you safely drive. The man agreed to put all the devices away and to disconnect from the app. And because of that, the trooper gave him a warning.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, that guy's way too nice.
I think he used it as a teachable moment because he was able to get permission to put it all over social media, so that's why he did it. Nonetheless, Nutbags, north Florida.
Maybe he was into Pokemon, so he goes, all right, tell me where the Pokemon gyms are, and I'll just write you up as a warning.
He wanted less competition, so he had to get him off the app. Yeah. Those are Nutbags, north Florida. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
What are the top three most downloaded and streamed country music songs this week in Tampa Bay? This is Tampa Bay only. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Here is the third most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay this week. I'm not surprised. Luke Combs, he's been on there for an eternity. He's been on there since the last time it snowed in Tampa.
I think so.
When was that, by the way? 100 years ago?
Yeah.
Luke Combs. He's just unstoppable right now. Song number two.
30 years ago?
Something like that.
Easy.
You're looking it up, really?
No, I was just thinking because I know one of my older brothers was alive during, so probably 34, 35 years ago.
Oh, back in the 1900s.
So long
ago. Yeah, a long time ago.
Song number two, most downloaded country song in Tampa. Blake, God's Country. Song has also been on there for a minute. All right, the number one most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay.
Is it new? Is it a new one?
I take a guess. You're not allowed to say Blanco Brown.
Really? That was my number one guess.
Oh, well, Kevin, you can guess any song, but not Blanco Brown.
Kane Brown.
Woo. He was on it last week, as a matter of fact, I think. Wasn't he, Kane? Or maybe the week before?
He's been on it recently. Yeah.
But no.
Gonna do the two-step. It is Blanco. Grab a sweetheart
and spin out. My kids are all coming home from school, and they're like, everybody, they have, you know, the kids have the Bluetooth speakers in their backpacks. Everybody's blasting these songs.
What? They do?
Yeah. And they're all playing them in the hallways. Like between classes, they're playing. Yeah, and everyone's doing the get up. This song is just taking over. So bad was it? Great guy, too, Blanco Brown. Great story behind him. And the number one most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay.
Going on almost 2 months
for
now.
The umpteenth week in a row. That was not so bad. That was not so bad. It's make put you in a good mood for the weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.